You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, and welcome back to my second interview with Nikki Truesdell. She is the author of Anyone Can Homeschool, Overcoming Obstacles to Home Education. This is a new book that she's written, and it's such a good book. I love it when homeschool moms write books because they have been through something and they know that whatever situation they've been through, the Lord can use that in order to be an encouragement to other homeschool families. And so I think you said your husband actually is the one who encouraged you to write this book.
He did, yes.
Which is awesome.
I laughed.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I laughed and he said, you should call it Anyone Can Homeschool, because he heard me say it all the time.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, that's so funny.
How long did it take you to actually write it after he suggested it?
It didn't take long for me to think, you know what, that is a good idea. It's faster, it's easier than typing these comments in every discussion I ever have. You know,
right.
I'll just put it down in a book. And so just a few months later that I really got it going. So I actually started this book 3 years ago. Okay. And just kind of took my time. But it's so funny that this year there's so many more people actually looking into it. So
Yes. God's timing is so perfect for all of these things, especially when we are doing what he's called us to do. And so I love that you've put this book out and written it and published it. You talked about in the first part that you're a second generation homeschooler. You were a single homeschool mom for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And we've talked a little bit about that and how the Lord kind of brought you through that. And I want to kind of park there for a little while. How talk about what it was like for you. And I know that you just figured out a way. But can you give a little bit more detail about what was going on in your world? You know, we have had a lot of people reach out to us in regards to being a single homeschool parent. Mm-hmm. And that can happen in a variety of ways. You know, sometimes it's the husband walks away. Sometimes, like in your situation, you had to walk away from an abusive husband. There are some, of course, who lose their husbands unexpectedly, you know, whether... you know, through an illness or car wreck or, you know, a million different ways.
Yeah.
And they all of a sudden find themselves as single homeschool parents, because it's not always the moms. Oftentimes it's the dads who lose their wives, and they end up with these children who they have a conviction to homeschool, but they're not exactly sure how they're going to make that work. So can you give a little bit more detail on your experience and how the Lord got you through that time?
Yes. I want to start by saying when I chose to homeschool, it was before I was a single mom. So I was already very dedicated to the idea. And when I became single, I was already going to do it. It never crossed my mind. But of course, people will keep saying to you, oh, well, you don't have time for that. But we had been through something pretty traumatic, my daughters and I. And the last thing I wanted to do was take them from their home that they'd always known, and also put them in the care of strangers all of a sudden for the first time in their lives. And so it was, I thought, if anything, going through this divorce is already very difficult for them. I don't want to make it worse by getting up every morning and saying, oh, yeah, and also I'm going to drop you off at this daycare and the public school.
Right.
And I'll see you tonight, you know. And so I wanted to be there for them because it was hard. And I wanted to be there with them when they cried, or, you know, little kids feel emotions and they don't even know how to share them, but they just have them. And I wanted to be there with them. I wanted to be the one that experienced that, or let them sleep in, or, you know, let's just take a walk to the park. I mean, we fed ducks every day for a very long time at the park. That's what we did. And I'm not saying it made things easier, but it made it doable. And it was like, I was their counselor and I was their, not just their teacher, you know, it was so much more. It was me being their mom full time,
right,
especially through a difficult time. And so of course, the first thing a single parent has to think about is how am I going to provide? You know, you have to eat. And there were some very, very slim times for us when I didn't have money from one day to the next, and I was hoping tomorrow would look better. And because I wanted to raise my kids full time, it made job hunting harder. It just does. There's mm-hmm. no way around that. And this was before there was a lot of work at home opportunities. And so I just managed one way after another, this job, that job, took them with me. My mom would help when she was available, but she wasn't always. They lived out of town. You know, we just kind of scrambled and survived. It's not a beautiful story. You know, this mom makes a fabulous income working from home. I didn't do that. We just survived, and I had ruined my credit rating and I had no money, but none of that matters. I mean, that was 20 years ago. And I can tell you, looking back, that what matters is both of those girls are adults now. They're very normal. Mm-hmm. They're very well educated. They don't have all kinds of emotional problems. And, you know, I don't care that I ruined my credit and had to start all over, or that we didn't have stuff, you know, right. All those things that you worry about right now. I just want to say, when you look back on this, the only thing that's going to matter is that you've got these kids and you're raising them the way God intended, and everything else just, you know, is minimal. And so I don't know if I actually answered your question, but you have to think big picture during those struggles. You just have to, and think, God gave me these kids. He'll give us the food we need and the clothes that we need to wear and the gas for the car and all of that stuff. He will.
Yep. He got you through it. And, you know, you talk about how it was messy. And of course it's mm-hmm. messy, because life is messy. We live in a messy mm-hmm. world that's full of pain mm-hmm. and full of angst and full of unsurety. You know, right now you look at what we're living through in our country, and we're all experiencing that to one level, you mm-hmm. know, one degree or another. And, but the Lord got you through it. And I love that 20 years later, you can look back and say, it was hard. It was really hard. It was worth it. You have no regrets.
I cried a lot.
I'm sure
that it was not easy.
Yeah.
But you know, that was a long time ago.
Right. And you have no regrets in what you did, and the decision to keep your girls home with you. And I think you really, I love that you're intentional about wanting to be with them and help get them through that time, because gosh, mm-hmm. I can't imagine going through mm-hmm. such a traumatic period of life as a young child, and then being sent off to school, especially after having been homeschooled and been home with you. That's a scary thing for a kid. I mean, how do you even explain to them, you know, well, I'm doing what's best for you, so I'm going to go put you in school with someone else who you don't know, just so that we can put food on the table.
That's exactly how I looked at it. And and God still put food on the table.
That's right.
Every single day.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. So let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a minute.
Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul, and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.
We are back with Nikki. We were talking about being a single parent homeschooler and just trusting the Lord to provide for all of your needs, not just for putting food on the table, but you know, even with education. I this morning actually I was reading through a post on Facebook, and this mom was saying, you know, I just had a baby and I have two little kids, and the baby was 6 weeks old, and she said, I just feel like I'm messing it up because I don't have time to homeschool. And I think her oldest was six. She had like a 6 year old and a 3 year old and a newborn. And I just like, I literally just want to just go knock on her front door and just give her a hug and just say, you know what? Take it easy on yourself. Your oldest is six. Even if your oldest was 16, take it easy.
Take it easy.
And enjoy your kids. Allow your kids to enjoy their new baby. Exactly. And just be a family. And it's going to happen. If that means your kids sitting and listening to audiobooks for the next 3 months, give them good quality audiobooks. Give them things that they can do with their hands and paint and coloring and all those things. Mm-hmm. You do not have to sit down and do worksheets with them when you're in this really tough season of dealing with a newborn and being up all night feeding that baby, because we all know what it's like to have a newborn baby. I was actually just talking, I'm sure I've talked about this on the podcast. I think I did not that long ago. But when my first daughter was born, I was like, I got this baby thing down. I was 31 years old. I had been around babies my whole life. I couldn't wait to be a mom. And I just thought, I know what I'm doing. This is going to be easy. Well, I didn't really understand how much time a newborn takes. I mean, I thought, you know, all they do is eat and sleep and fill their diaper. I mean, how hard could this possibly be? Well, I discovered pretty quickly how much time they take. Not hard, but just how time consuming they are. And she was born the day after Christmas. And I remember my mother-in-law coming over on Valentine's Day. And she said, do you want me to help you put away your Christmas tree?
I've had some Christmas trees stay up after babies were born.
From Christmas till Valentine's Day. I had literally, and I was home full time with this child. But I literally, between the lack of sleep and taking care of her during the day, I did not have time to put away my Christmas tree. So anyway, it's for parents who are in that situation where you're just in a season where things are really hard, whether it's moving to a new home or having a new baby or, you know, suddenly becoming a single mom, take it easy, take a step back, know your why, and then find ways for your kids to be engaged in other things, again, like audiobooks and Legos and playing baby dolls. It's okay for your daughter to play baby dolls and play mommy all day long, because that's preparing her for motherhood. It's good stuff. That is how God created our kids to be, or for your boy to be outside climbing trees or, you know, doing whatever. Anyway, but it's God, he equips us with what we need. I know one of the things that keeps parents oftentimes from wanting to homeschool and feeling like, well, I can't do it, is because they have special needs kids. And so you have a whole chapter in your book that focuses on special needs homeschooling. Talk on that a little bit.
Well, this is the one chapter where I don't have my own household experience. I don't have any children with special needs, but I recognize that it's such a huge issue today, such a huge deal. And so I know that parents feel like, well, at school, my kids have a special education program that, you know, guarantees they'll get certain things based on whatever their need is. And I could not do that at home. And so I reached out to friends that I have that have kids with special needs and asked them, so I don't know anything about homeschooling a child with special needs. Tell me what you do. Tell me how you do it. And so I have two interviews in the book with moms who, in this case, both of them have sons with that they're on the spectrum at different levels. And I will tell you that basically what they said boils down to what I say in almost every chapter, is that you have to think outside the normal education system. And especially if you have a child with special needs, you adapt whatever to whatever that need is. And, you know, there's so many possibilities that I can't tell you that there is a certain magic formula. There's just a mindset where you say, okay, this is what my child does. This is what we do every day. This is what they need. Or, you know, I know that in some cases a child's really attached to an object or a person or a circumstance, you know. So work around all of that. You know, if you have a kid that doesn't write at all, maybe they're never going to. I talked to a lady at the park yesterday who said, I've got a son who, you know, they're trying to train him at school to have some sort of minimum wage job because he has severe disabilities. And she said, he's not going to do that. So she took him out and, you know, she just said, we're going to figure this out on our own. And she just said, I just want him to love God, you know, and I want him to be able to tell me that his head hurts or, you know, so she wanted to just take him out of that whole, let's put him in the system idea and train him to be the person that she knows he's going to be for the rest of his life. And, also talked to, well, last night, one of my good friends was sharing her story. She has a college degree. She was a science teacher for many years, and then she decided to homeschool her children. And she said, I deal better with the older high school kids. Those little kids, it's not my area. But she said, I had two little kids, and we were homeschooling. And she said, we found out that my third grader had dyslexia, and that's what was slowing down the reading process. And at the very same time, her preschooler was kind of essentially nonverbal. He chattered and, you know, said a lot of things. And her daughter would actually say, oh, he wants a drink, mommy. But mommy and daddy couldn't figure out what he's talking about. And so she had a child who needed speech therapy and a child who was dyslexic at the same time. And she just said, we're going to figure this out. And she did. So she worked through the dyslexia, and she did her own speech therapy with her son with homemade flashcards. And she said that first year of that was like the worst. Mm. It was so hard. But those two kids are graduated now. One's married, one's off to the university. I mean, she did it, even though she didn't know what she was doing and didn't want to do all that. But right. She'd already dedicated herself to home education. And so she knew, well, this is part of it now.
Yeah.
And so anything's possible if you just realize that you are the best teacher ever for your kids, even if you're not a teacher. You know, if you think you're not a teacher, no matter what their special circumstances are, you just adapt to those. And I've talked to many parents who realize their whole schedule doesn't have to revolve around what the school's telling them that needs to be done. But instead, if they have doctor visits or therapies, or just the child needs a special diet, more sleep, less sleep, all of those things. If you're just at home, life is so much different because you're on your own schedule and you're just going with the needs of that child now instead of that and what the school's telling you has to be done.
Yeah, that's a great reminder. I love the story of that mom who, she was just intentional about it, because we live in a society where we want things to be easy, always. We want instant gratification. We want things to be easy. We don't want to have to really work to make things happen. And sometimes things come very easily, but sometimes they don't. And I feel like as a culture, we kind of give a, you know, thumbs up to, well, if it's not really easy, then just find an easier way. But that easier way is not always the right way. And so when it comes to having a child that has special needs, it is harder to homeschool a child with special needs. For sure, it is. Just like it is hard to homeschool a child as a single parent. And sometimes we have to really step back and just say, you know what, this is going to be hard. Like really, really, really hard, but it's worth it. And so I'm going to put in countless hours of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears to do this thing that's best for my child. And like you said, we, the parent, are the best teacher for our child. Yes. No one else, no matter what their special needs are, no one else is going to love your child and teach them the way that you can, because you know them better than anyone else does. Even those who are, you know, quote unquote, qualified to teach them. And we did an interview for Schoolhouse Rock, the movie, years ago with a couple who had a son who was, he was born deaf. And of course, all the doctors said, you know, well, you've got to put him in this special school when he gets a little bit older. And so they did. And they just realized pretty quickly that it was not working. And she said, you know, I didn't know anything about how to deal with a deaf child. But she said, I was his mom and I loved him and I loved him more than anyone. And so I had to figure it out. And it was really, really hard. But it's pretty amazing to see how this child has turned out, because his parents just said, we're going to do the hard thing. Sometimes as Christians and sometimes as parents, we have to do the really hard thing.
We do.
But it's really, really worth it in the end. So yeah, it's a tough place to be for sure. And how people come around you and help.
Try to make it simplified by saying, oh, it's easy. You can do this.
Right.
A lot of this stuff is not easy, but not only does God change our children when we tackle the hard stuff, he changes us. And we become much better people by trying to do those things that are hard. I mean, it's just like working out. If you want to have a healthier body, you've got to put something into it. And a lot of people are willing to do that. And so we've got to also be willing to put the work into our children.
Yes, absolutely. And for those who are listening who have a special needs child, because I know that there are many of you, we did a podcast quite some time ago, and I will link to it in the show notes. But it's by Peggy Ployer, and she's the founder of SPED Homeschool. And it is a homeschool organization ministry that caters specifically to homeschool parents with special needs children. And they are doing amazing work. So I will put that in the show notes so you can link to that. And I'll also put a link back to the episode that I did with Peggy, because there's so much encouragement in that episode. Yeah. And I think that you'll really be blessed by it. Let's end this because I still have so many more questions for you, but we're out of time again. So can you come back for a third part of the podcast? Are you good to stay a little bit longer? Okay, yeah. Let's do that. So let's close this one out. We'll be back again tomorrow and finish this conversation because there's more I want to talk about, because I want everyone to know that anyone can homeschool. Again, you can find Nikki at NikkiTruesdell.com, and she is the author of the new book called Anyone Can Homeschool, Overcoming Obstacles. Overcoming obstacles to home education. So Nikki, thank you for being with me. We'll continue on this conversation tomorrow.
Good. I look forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And thank you guys for listening. You are such a blessing to us. Please, please, please take the time to leave a review for the podcast. We would love it if you would do that. I know it's such a hassle, but it really does help get the word out about the podcast. And also, if the Lord puts it on your heart, we would love for you to be praying for us in the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked, and consider just financial support. We are supported fully by sponsors and just regular people, regular moms and dads, pretty much all of them homeschoolers who really believe in homeschooling and in the ministry of Schoolhouse Rocked. So we would love it if you would consider that. You can go to schoolhouserocked.com. And you can make a tax-deductible donation there and also sign up for our newsletter. So thanks for joining us again today. We will be back tomorrow for the conclusion of my interview with Nikki Truesdell. Bye.